Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everybody.
Hey, 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 hey.
Welcome to The Perspective, you guys, another week. This is your girl, Raylene Inez.
And I'm Destiny Denise.
And welcome back to The Perspective. So, Destiny girl.
What's the deal?
How was your week this week?
Oh, how was my week? It was okay, I guess. I mean, usually I'd be like, yeah, my week was great. That was awesome. But it has a lot to tie in with this week's show, so I ain't going to get too much into it. But my All week right. was my week. How was your week?
My week was good until, you feel me, I got a plate of, like, hot grits thrown at me today. And, like, for real,
she, like,
a deal on you?
She, like, grip ball? Play. She played grip ball with you?
She played in the grape juice in my face today. Man. If y'all want to see the rest, y'all can follow my Snapchat.
She got to a fight, y'all. Raylene Inez is out here fighting, scrapping, getting down, throwing down.
No, I had to defend
myself. She Mayweather and people. We should just call her Ray Money Mayweather.
I had to defend myself. That's all I'm going to say. I had to defend myself.
Had to defend myself. Against the grits, you had to defend yourself. You start yourself. She, like, turned into, like, Dragon Ball Z. Like,
but what I,
like,
but what I am going to say in my defense was she hit me first.
With the grits, right?
No, not even with the grits. I didn't even hit it when she threw the grits at me. I humbled myself. I let it go. But when she threw the first punch,
you turned into Dragon Ball Z? Oh, Lord. Oh, my.
Alrighty then, my week was good. We're gonna go ahead and get into this week's episode. This week's topic is dating in 2017. Whoo! Destiny, I see you ain't got no paper today.
I ain't got no paper because it's all up here. It's all in my mental. I'm ready to just let it roll out.
Oh, she about to give y'all.
I just gotta let it roll off my tongue.
But like, see in writing video.
Oh no, that was a different type of whip. This is like a.
Like, not talking about that one of them slave hands, like, whoop, not like that, but I'm just saying, like, that's how hard you're gonna come with it. That wasn't a good example.
Oh my goodness, like, the reference just was not, that was not, that was not where I was going.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get into this question of the day. Question of the day is, what is your definition of being single, dating, and relationship? So I'm going to go ahead and go first this week. There, I broke this down in categories, okay? My definition of single is doing you.
Do you, boo-boo, do you.
Right, do you. Example, talking and having sexual relations with people, you feel me? If it's one person or multiple. Do you. You are single. Got it? Doing what you want with no regrets, living life, talking to multiple people, you know, stress-free, you feel me? Ain't no man getting on your nerves. That's a single life. When you just really content with being single. Dating. Now, there's three categories when it comes to dating.
Wait, let me get my definition of single. Because there's just going to be a lot of talking. If
For
you
real.
Single, really. Okay. All right, all right. My definition of being single is no commitment. Basically, just having no attachment or, quote unquote, no one to report to, so to speak. Like she said, you're free to do you in layman's terms. There's no, when I say no commitment, there's no, you have to report to someone. There's basically no, how can I put it? No level of trust. There's basically nothing. Like, there's no feelings, nothing involved when you're being single. Like, you're just out, you know, going about doing you. Another, like, for me, being single is also, like, a time to kind of reflect. Because there's some people aren't single to just go sleep with multiple people. And, you know, because, like, that's, like, me, for example, I'm not one of those type of single people. time to kind of like self-reflect, see what you want, see what you like, kind of test the waters in different areas. You may try, you may date out your race, you may, you know, date a different religion, you may date someone who has different, come from a different background than you. That's all what single is being for. Dating. Now, what's dating, Ray?
All right, dating. I was getting my little network on, my bad. Hold on.
Wait. Girl, we is on the show,
I know,
okay?
But I was...
From the hours of 4 to 5.
I was getting you on the... Okay, anyways. Dating. Alrighty then. Second definition that I have down is... There's, you still single when you're dating, in my opinion. My perspective, I feel like you're still single.
Yeah.
But there is levels to dating. Level one is you still single, you dating and talking to people. Like, you dating, you going on different dates with people. You still kind of like single, kind of, but you're trying to find that person, you feel me, that could be like yo boo at the end, at the finish line, right? So then, level two is you starting to cut down on some of them. You starting to look into your text message feed and be like, you know, let me see this. He ain't consistent enough. You know, his conversation kind of whack. I'm not really feeling him. So, you know, you start cutting off your you know, the extra, the dead ends, right? That only leave you down to like 3. Just saying, because, you know, 5, 3. Cut down. Now you got 3. Your third level of dating is now you have to choose up. You got to figure out which one is kind of like your best route to go. Mm-hmm. And then once you find that person that you see yourself going on to the Yellow Brick Road and Sunset with, then you cut off the other hoes and you start really putting your full-time energy and potential into the people that you cut off and make him your boo, like your mm-hmm. boo-boo, like your main boo.
Right.
So that's how I broke it down, like okay. With dating. That's right. My definition of dating.
For me, dating is once you kind of figure out while you're single what you want and kind of like which route you want to go with as far as like your partner. If putting it into levels wise, you start getting to know people, you know, you start dating, you start getting out there, you know, dating as far as like going out, going on dates, put it like that. Going on dates, just really getting to know a person. And when you're dating someone, in my opinion, you know, kind of like within that first week of interaction, if you want to take this person seriously or not. You kind of know, like, okay, you don't really have anything that I like, but I'm not dating anyone, so I can still continue this.
Yeah.
Or you'd be like, you know what, I'm not, or you the type of person that just cut them off, like, you know, I don't want to waste my time dating you, and I don't want you to waste your time dating me. So let's just end it right here and there. Boom. Moving on, as you progress, it comes with the consistency, the persistence, and your ability to show that person that they're not necessarily top priority, but they matter. You're taking into consideration, you know, calling and texting, and that's kind of how you level up. With your consistency. Exactly. If you're not consistent, like Renly said, you're going to kind of go through your phone like, well, this person don't really talk to me. Let me delete this thread. Let me, you know, like, let me just do some house cleaning, some spring cleaning. And as you go through with dating people, some people don't have a... Me, I don't like dating multiple people at one time just because I don't like dealing with different mood swings and different personalities and... all that other BS. Like, if I'm dating you, like, for me, like, in this day and age, it's something, not that I'm taking seriously, but if I'm feeling you, I'm gonna be like, all right, like, let me see where this go. Like, you know, and I said I kind of have to learn to stop that and kind of be able to juggle. Like, you know, it's okay to just date 2-3 people as long as there's no serious commitment between, you know, binding you and another person. Like, if me and John decide to seriously date, I don't need to be going to date Corey as well, you know?
I get it, yeah.
And like you say, as you go through, you be like, okay, now it's time for me to dwindle down what I really want. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean commitment. It doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, because I'm dwindling down who I'm trying to date, that means I'm trying to be in a relationship with them tomorrow.
Exactly.
It just means I'm going to take you a little bit more seriously. I'm going to put in a little bit more effort, a little bit more time into leveling up what we have. Because exactly. I see what you on, I see what you have going, and I know it's vice versa. So why not try to
make it into something great?
Exactly.
But see, niggas don't get that. They just so dating stupid. I just don't get these dudes out here. I'm just saying. Anyways, moving on. Relationship. What is a definition of being in a relationship? And I put down, when you and your main boo decide to officially make it official, meaning that he decides to step up and be a man and say, you know what, Destiny, Denise, I've been feeling you for quite some time.
Girl, I'm imagining because I ain't never had nobody tell me that. Tell me more.
So no, I'm just kidding. So I'm just saying, you feel me? Like, Destiny, Denise, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing this for about like 3 months.
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm really digging you. I'm really feeling your personality. You know, I want to take this to the next level. I just want to know, you know, can you be my woman, my queen? I like to make today as of
7, 13, 17. I wish it happened like that.
You know, I want you to be my girl. I want somebody to do that with me. Like, I'm so corny, y'all.
Man.
I'm so corny. Raylene
up here selling me a dollar and a dream. I need to stop.
But that's what we want. That's what we want. Dudes, get it together. Y'all want to sit here and blow smoke up our
Wait, bring her back. Like, no, we are not going.
But I'm just saying, like, it's like.
Okay. We gonna get into it. Don't jump the gun.
That's the definition of a relationship, by the way.
For me, a relationship is once you're seriously dating someone, you decide, all right, it's time for us to just cut everybody off, and I got tunnel vision for you. Let's lay this foundation for each other, because ultimately dating, like that meme say, dating now, if you're not dating for your ultimate goal, which is to be committed and to, you know, it's levels. It's like, okay, you want to be committed, you want to have a family, you want to do all that stuff, but it starts with that first step of commitment, taking that first step. And for me, that's a relationship. You're taking that leap of faith to be able to be like, okay, yeah, you have flaws, you're not perfect, but I see something in you that I want you to be my better half.
Exactly.
That's ultimately a lot. Some people don't mind not being in a relationship, but a lot of people, they want that, because when you, it's like a pair, like, and especially
two peas in a pod.
Like, not even like, you know, like, I feel like we were put on this earth. Some people say monogamy is not for everybody, but
I feel like you absolutely can be monogamous.
I feel like, me personally, I feel like we were put on this earth to be someone's better half. It's just a means of how you're going to find that better half, and what are you going to do to, you know, get that better half to find you. And throughout time, and how social things and social structure changes, and the definition of things changes in society's eyes, and it kind of ultimately changes how we view relationships and how we view, you know, the relationships used to be so sacred. They used to be really like, that is, you know, your relation, like, not relation, but that's something that people prided themselves in, showing off their love for people. Like, what happened to love? Like, right. The idea of love. Everybody is so scared. That's what I think it is, what turns the relationships,
man,
fear. Like the fear. A lot of people, oh, but
fear is something that everybody got to be able to
break it down.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get into this break. We're not done.
No, we ain't done, girl. Second question.
Wow.
What is our dating life like? A lot of people, you know, it's okay.
I'm
got this right. A lot of people.
I'm on 4 hours of sleep. I'm so sorry. Only got 4 hours of sleep. Please excuse me.
A lot of people, I know, they wonder about me and my co-host Raylene Inez, because we kind of, We dib and dab and touch on little points of our lives, but we never really dive into it. So the second question is, what's our dating life like? And I'll go first. Alrighty. I'm gonna let y'all know, my dating life sucks. Like, it sucks bad. I've only had, we gonna break this down. I've only had two real boyfriends, maybe two and a half. I don't count. I swear to God, I don't count my last one because it was only a month. But
we don't count those.
But I've only had two real relationships. I've been single for not counting that last little month little thing. I've been single for about 2 years. Yeah. And it's been 2 years of pure hell because let me break it down to you. Me, I am a lover. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm a very intense person. All three of my zodiac signs are water signs. I'm a Scorpio, Cancer, and a Pisces. I am emotional, okay? Like, and a lot of the guys that I date, they don't understand that if I like you, like Kodak Black say, don't go to that tunnel vision song. I got tunnel vision. Like, and for some reason, guys these days, they don't like that. They don't like girls. They rather girls play hard to get. And that's what's so crazy, y'all. Because when I be playing hard to get, my phone, she be like, damn, like, who blowing your phone up? I be like, I don't even want to talk to these people. But when I want to talk and engage and, you know, interact and date, no, it be crickets. My phone be
radio silent.
Like, and I don't really understand it. Like, because I tell my friends, like, every part of my life is together. Like, I have my career, like, it's lined up, it's going the way it's going. My health is wealth. My friends, I love them to death. My family, getting, you know, like, everything except my love life. My love life sucks. Like, and I just be like, dang, like, is this karma? Do somebody have a hex on my love life or something? Like, because I'm not understanding, like, what did I do to deserve this? Like, I'm not going to get into detail of all what I've been through, but I've been messed over pretty bad by some men in my life. And I'm not going to even call them men, some boys in my life, because they're not men. And it's just like, wow. To me, I'm very down-to-earth, humble, soulful, all that. And to say that, I still have my flaws. But they don't overshadow the good part to me.
Exactly.
And that's why I don't understand. For me, from my perspective, a lot of men are weak. Like, they're weak. They have no backbone at all. They cannot handle a strong woman. And what I mean by strong, I mean opinionated. I mean a woman that's going to have some fire to her. That's going to snap back at your ass. Okay? Because me, my mom, it's all a product of how I was raised. My mom is a strong black woman.
Hey.
If any man meets, anybody meets my mom, they could tell you, like, yeah, that woman is, she's fierce. Like, and that's what I pride myself on. So if you can't accept that and understand it and be able to work with it, why should I be able to work with your flaws?
Exactly.
Why should I be able to understand you if you can't understand me? Because I'm a very understanding person. I want to be like a therapist. So I'm going to, that's second nature to me to understand.
Exactly.
And when people don't understand me, I just be like, what? Why don't you understand? Like, or even a attempt to try to care. You may not agree, but at least you can agree to disagree as long as you're listening and understanding. Yeah. Well, we talked about a couple episodes ago. We talked about listening, communication. My guys, that is the death of me, because I feel like
people can't communicate for shit.
No.
No.
But how's your dating life, Ray?
All right, my dating life. We gonna break it down. I just recently got out of a relationship, you feel me, approximately 7 months ago. You know, I've been single. You know, I've been dibbling, dabbling, talking to people here and there, whatever. I do have like a little main course guy I'm rocking with right now, I guess. And
I'm my dating life sucks. I'm not saying anything. I'm not dating nobody. I don't have no main course, no side dishes, no desserts, no drinks, no water cups, no crackers, no bread, no nothing.
And me and him, we've been kind of going through this little wave of 7 months, almost 7 months, six and a half.
I just did the math. So you've been broken up 7 months, and you and your main squeeze have been going through a little. Okay.
Because, you know, after
okay, right.
I broke up with him.
Player from the Himalayas.
You know, he came out of nowhere. He was like an astro light, like just,
A meteor.
I was thinking an astro burger. An asteroid.
I have to raise up on my feet.
I'm tired.
Continue.
But you know, that's where he just came out of nowhere, and we kind of just hit it off right off bat. And me and him been kind of like going through our little
trials and tribulations.
Yeah, but you know what? We kind of really on the smooth. I give him this credit. He been acting right. I give credit when credit is due. So he's starting to understand and communicate now. And we're starting to understand one another, kind of, sort of, you know? So things on that level is good as far as that. So my dating life is okay. I'm still single. You know, I'm waiting for him. Cough, cough. But, you know.
She lying, but.
Who lying about what?
PSA out there. I'm still single. Slide in your girl DMs.
What am I lying about?
Or you can holler at me on my personal line, 281-330-8004. No, I'm just
kidding. Wait, I'm trying to figure out what I'm lying about.
I'm not going to get into that.
You know, we're going to talk about it on break. We're going to talk about it on break. Because you know what? You got me messed up. All right. We'll be back when we come from break, y'all. Back from break, you feel me? Welcome back to The Perspective, you feel me? We talking about dating 2017. You feel me?
What's up with you in this, you feel me? Are you channeling your inner little Kim today or something?
Oh, no.
You feel me? Like, you feel me?
I got this little tomboy look today. I don't know.
All right.
What's your perspective? Cycles in relationships, that is the first, you know, topic that we got on. What's your perspective? Alrighty. I pretty much put, relationships all have a cycle. Whether it's the honeymoon stage, the breakup, makeup stage, the arguing stage, it's always a cycle in a relationship. Now, what I kind of did was think about ways to break that. Like, how can we break a cycle of being in a relationship and still make the relationship, you know, I'm not going to say every relationship is perfect, because it's not. But how can we break the cycles of relationships and still be a pair and still be one? And I just pretty much put that it's with yourself. You have to be able to knock down the egos and the prides and really talk to whoever that you're trying to be serious with, or even your boyfriend or girlfriend. You have to be able to compromise, because I feel like a lot of people they misunderstand what compromising is. And in a relationship, everything can't go your way. And that's the problem with people, whether it's the honeymoon stage, the breakup, makeup stage, the arguing stage, whatever stage that you're in your relationship, there's no compromise. And that's what leads to arguments, that's where all the toxic come in. Because people are not willing to communicate or to compromise. Like, I want a partner who gonna be willing to sacrifice. You feel me? Sometimes I'm not going to be able to be with you all the time, because I'm out here trying to level up, make my next move, and make sure that the perspective is going to be where it's at in the next few years. You know what I'm saying? I need a partner who's going to be able to support me, be by my side, and understand that I got to do what I got to do to get where I want to be. And if you trying to, you know, be my boyfriend and, you know, want to build an empire with me, you're going to have to compromise. You cannot be selfish with my time. Because within my time goes to everything and things that I need to do to get myself on track. And same with you, you know? But I do also want, you know, future boo, to understand, you know, compromise and communication. I feel like those are the two C's that you need in a relationship that's going to help you pull and push through.
Mm-hmm.
Compromise and communication. Those are the two C's to break the cycles of a relationship. I'm so goofy today.
For me, cycles of a relationship, I don't know how many new listeners we have, but last season I did a segment on situationships, and situationships, like, they remind me of, not to bring up Usher, but Situations will arise in our lives, but you gotta be smart about it. That's no. Pause the lyric. Can you pause?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
That lyric is kind of reminiscent of a situationship to me. It's always something that's arising within two people to where it causes you to go through that breakup, makeup, that cycle. Mm. A part of that is, touching bases on what Raylene said, it's a part of your ego. You have to be able to step back, like I said about that single phase. If you see certain things that keep occurring in your life, in your relationships between people, and it's a common reoccurrence, meaning that it's kind of, situations have similarities and endings and beginnings and how you meet people. Those are all signs from the universe. You have to take a step back and reflect. And a lot of people, they don't like to take a step back and reflect because they feel like a lot of people are set in their ways. They don't like change. Change makes them feel uncomfortable. But in order to get comfortable, you have to get uncomfortable. Right. Because you're never going to be comfortable. Because think about it. If you never get uncomfortable to become comfortable, you're always going to be going through those stages. You're going to always be going through that cycle with different people. No matter if you bounce out and bounce back in with somebody else, like, you know what? I'm gonna take a step back from you because it's you. That's another thing with the cycles of relationships. A lot of people like to point the finger.
Ooh, instead Lord of preach.
Looking back and looking in the mirror, like, it's two sides to every situation.
Thank
Not
you.
Saying that it's always going to be the situation that is always going to be split 50-50. But 80% of the time, a situation is between two people. So it takes both of you guys to take a step back and reflect. And a part of that is pride, too. You got to put your pride aside to be like, okay, ask yourself, what did you do wrong in the situation? Not necessarily what did you do wrong. What could you have done to prevent the situation? What
Exactly.
could you have done to, you know, make the situation better? Because a lot of times, men and women alike, we tend to... If we have selfish tendencies, if it does not have anything to do with us or apply to our life, we let it fly over our head.
Exactly.
And that comes with your level of interest in a person, too, what I was saying about priority. If someone is your priority or within your list of priorities, it comes second nature. You're gonna kind of naturally develop a care for that person to where you're checking on that person. You're supporting
Amen.
That person. You're everything you do is kind of, in a sense, a fall back on, you know, that the other person. Like, especially if that person is your motivator.
Right.
If that person is pushing you to become a better person. Now, granted, we all go through tough times. Cycles of relationships happen as well. When people, little things kind of make them run away. Like, for example, this happens in a lot of my relationships, and I'm going to be completely 100% honest. I have a tendency to, I'm a Scorpio, so I snap. I snap before I think sometimes. And not necessarily snap like, what the fuck? But sometimes I got a mouth. I'm not going to curse within that statement, but I'm going to give you a whole mouthful to let you know that I'm not feeling whatever energy is going on between us. Now, where it becomes a cycle, a lot of men, I notice, they run from the face-to-face phone talk. So I have to text. I have no choice but to text you if you don't want to meet up with me and talk to me, or you don't want to answer my phone calls. So, yes, you're going to get a mouthful in that text message because I want you to be able to understand so there's no miscommunication, so you see black and white exactly where I'm coming from and
exactly.
how I feel. Now, a lot of men, they take that as arguing. And I don't know why they take that as arguing.
Because they don't like yelling. Like, they don't like a woman when us women yell at them and get
But it's not yelling if it's over a text message.
They could feel.
How can you feel something? If I hit you with a text message like, look, I'm not really digging how your energy is right now. It's kind of coming off disrespectful how you're not paying attention to me. Give me the time and effort that I'm giving you. If you don't want to give that to me, let me know so I could take my time and effort somewhere else. Is that an argument?
No, it's not an argument. But dudes, I just feel like dudes just be like,
here she goes.
Exactly. Just because you see, but if you're not answering, and that's where it becomes the cycle. I think a lot of people need to, like you say, get that communication on point. And me, today, even in this moment, I still have a hard time trying to get people, guys, to understand how I communicate, my communication style. I'm not gonna keep anything in. I'm not that tight, because I feel like if you sweep everything under the rug, eventually the wind is gonna blow and everything is gonna
come out.
Everything, and it's gonna hit you. It's gonna hit you like a volcanic eruption, because somebody's gonna blow. Whether it's you or your partner, somebody's gonna be like, I've had enough of this. Whatever it is that the opposite person has been pushing on them. Versus getting it out right then and there. I pride myself in my communication style when I communicate. Now, there's granted, sometimes I shut down too. I have my passive aggressive side where I get so angry, I'll shut down. I've never been the type to lash out. I always get so angry, I shut down. Like, okay. And I just walk away because I feel it. I don't like getting out of... I feel like it's like an out-of-body experience. Like, feeling myself get so angry when I know that's not me.
And I don't like getting that angry either, because you get a headache. Like,
yeah, I just change your whole mood. Like, you're
drained.
Yeah,
like, so after that situation at work, I was so drained.
That's why I don't see how some people like that toxic cycle of relationships. Some people, they like that. I was just talking to Raylene about that. Like, they like that. That's an adrenaline rush to them. It turns them on. Like, being on off, like, oh, he crazy, or oh, she crazy, like, oh, we always argue, we always get into it, but that's my baby though. No, like, I don't like stuff like that. Like, if I'm gonna keep arguing with you, I'm not about to do this. I'm gonna distance myself, because like I speak on this all the time. I'm big on energy. If you're affecting my energy to where I can't even go throughout my day without thinking about what you doing and how you messed up my day, then you don't need to be around me, because as above, so below. You think negative, you're going to attract negative, whether or not you want it. Simple.
Right. That's true. So how do you feel about, you know, dating in 2017? Like, how do you feel like in this day and age, how's our dating life?
I feel like as a whole, I can't really speak. Well, dating, I don't really...
Well,
for
general,
our generation...
Yes, that's
for
what
our
I mean,
generation...
Yeah.
Oh, let me speak on that. Okay.
That's what I mean.
For our generation, I think that a lot of men, they're trying to switch the role up of a relationship. Like, for example, you take back in the day how the man had to wine and dine and swoon the woman in order to get her. Like, he had to show up with flowers. He had to call her house. He had to, you know, show up on her doorstep and all that. Nowadays, the guys want to be the ones that's wined and dined. Now, it's not a problem if you my man. Now, right. If we're in the single dating stages, yes, I expect you to win me over, because I am a female. I am the catch. In the wild, you don't see women doing, like,
for real.
Stuff
women don't do nothing. They
to get men.
It's always a man.
It's the male species that's doing, hell, they even fighting other, you know, creatures over this particular female species. So it's like, if you see that in the animal kingdom, my guy, like... And you have a lot of men. I see it throughout social media. I see a lot of arguments in the comments. I be comment creeping, but I see a lot of men. They really expect the woman to
pay
be
for everything.
No. Not even money wise. Because me, I'm the type of person, I don't care about money. What I mean by wine and dine, I'm so creative. I will go spend $15 on food, take you on a picnic in a nice, you know, with a nice view or something. That's what I mean by taking me out. As long as I'm in your presence, getting to know your energy, you're getting to know mine, getting to know each other's personalities, life, that's fine with me. I'm totally fine with that. And another thing with the dating culture is kind of like half and half. Like, you have those people, those women who expect to be wined and dined. I know it's when men are going to be listening to this show, they're going to be like, no, it's women out there. Like, women,
yeah, women do it too.
That want to get take the roof, Chris, and, you know, Mastros and all that stuff. Like, I get it. It's a lot of those out there, the money chasers that's chasing the dollar sign. But you have to be able to tell who, you know, you got to be able to kind of not necessarily judge, but everybody falls into a certain category. Like, when I'm out and, you know, you could just tell by people's conversations. I'm so observant. I could kind of tell what type of person you are just by your conversation style. Because a person's going to talk and you're going to let out who you are through your conversation style, your choice of words, everything. So, another thing that I noticed, like, with the dating, like, social media has a lot to, a part to play with that, too.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I be comment creeping. So, when I be comment creeping, I see a lot of guys expecting the woman to do, the most. Like, I even catch myself doing the most sometimes, like, hitting a guy up constantly, good mornings, and when I'ma see you, and trying to chill and just trying to get my attention and my time to him, and I have to take a step back and ask myself, like, Destiny, no, baby, what are you doing? Like,
sometimes you gotta,
like,
do
you
that
gotta
too.
Take a step back and, like, because I'm not gonna sit back and just let you do all the work, especially if I'm interested. Exactly. I'm gonna meet you halfway just as hard as you trying to meet me. And a lot of people don't understand that. It's a 50-50 thing. Like,
a lot of people absolutely do not understand that. And I just feel like when it comes to dating in 2017, because when I was single and I was really giving it a chance, bro, like, I'm going to explain to y'all, like, what I kind of went through before I got my relationship with my ex. Like, when I was single and I used to have guys hitting me up, and I used to have them coming through, rolling through, and chilling with them and just having a cool little single fun time life. I noticed every guy wanted one thing from me, and I felt like I've never gave off that impression for them to even, like, want sex for me. And that used to irritate my soul. Like, dudes, like, is that all y'all really worried about is getting in a female's pants? Is that what's considered dating to you? Because that was my biggest problem when I was single. It just seemed like everybody wanted to have sex. I mean, I know I'm pretty and everything, but that don't mean you gotta express yourself in that way to me. Yeah. Like, come on, y'all. Like, I'm corny. I like little good morning texts, and, you know, like, I like to laugh. And we can go to, like, a museum, or we can go to the zoo or something. Definitely. I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Try to get to know me before you try to get to know my panties. And I just feel like, in our generation, when it comes to dating in 2017, I just feel like everybody just lost. Mm-hmm. I feel like people don't know what they want and don't understand what they want. And I just kind of feel like when you're trying to date someone and try to build a relationship, y'all need to understand what y'all want and who y'all want before y'all just, because I look appealing to your eye. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's things that the naked eye don't even see. Mm-hmm. And people don't even see that. And I just kind of feel like when it comes to dating fellas and females, let's try to figure out who we want and what we want before we just start saying, well, we're dating. Mm-hmm. Because that's how situationships start. That's how you don't
confusion,
really get,
yeah.
That's how you really feel like you don't really know this part. Like, mm-hmm. You start to second guess yourself. You just be like, oh my God, what am I doing? When I just feel like when you're dating someone, set your intentions. Set what you want. Pretty much just say, you know what, I want to get to know you. Like, let's just take, like, fully communicate.
But sorry to cut you off. Your actions have to match your words.
Absolutely.
That's the problem with 2017.
Exactly.
It's easy for them
to
say,
to
okay, go ahead, girl. Get to it. It's easy for them to say that.
But they don't
will
fucking
you really
do, it.
Do it. Yeah, will you do it is the question.
Oh, dudes, I don't know what y'all problem is. Like, bruh, it's not that hard. It just makes me frustrated.
It's kind of like, when it comes to you have to put your money where your mouth is. If you're setting your intentions, like me, I told y'all earlier in the show, I wear my heart on my sleeve. So taking what you just said, if a guy comes to me and he's like, and he's setting his intentions, he's like, look, Destiny, I really want to get to know you. I'm digging your vibe. I'm digging your energy. I want to see where we can go. So I'm going to be consistent with you enough to let's vibe out. For sure. Let's vibe out. 2 weeks later. SpongeBob voice. If you telling me that you want to vibe out and 2 weeks later I ain't heard from you, how is we vibing? Not saying I'm trying to talk to you 24 hours out of the day, but if you where's the consistency? Where's the communication? Where's the, you know, where's the meeting me halfway so we can, you know?
I feel like dudes be trying to get chased. Like, no. Like,
that's what I was just saying. Like, the AA has been flipped.
I'm not the freaking cat that's the Tom chasing and Jerry. I'm not the cat, bro. I'm the rat.
That's what makes it a cycle. Me. That's what makes it a cycle when you play the cat and mouse game. I'm going to chase you, then I'm going to turn around. I'm going to get tired of chasing you, then you're going to chase me. It kind of ties hand in hand. Like,
but
why?
I'm just saying, but what I mean by that is I'm not going to be doing the chasing for you. If I hit you up, good morning, you don't text back, you the shit. You don't text back. I'm not going to sit there and keep hitting you up. Why? Because you seen my message, fool.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not about to, that's what I mean by I'm not going to chase you.
Yeah.
You already know what it is and how it is. If I text you good morning, if I call you, you seen it. That's up to you to call me back. That's up to you to text me back.
Definitely.
Until then, I'm doing me.
When I, like, touching bases on what you said about, like, the sex thing, that's really hard for me in dating, like, dating, because I've been single so long, and that's why I'm single, because I'm not about to just give up my body. Like, me, I really, I've never had a male over my house, like, in my room, like, probably one. Because I'm not about to just lay up with, I'm not about to even give you the impression that we're about to be on that type of time together. If I'm not taking you serious, if you're not taking me serious. Same thing with other guys' places. I'm not about to just go lay up at your house and just be chilling with you. If we not, you know, what is we doing this for? What is we doing, baby? Like Raylene was saying, I have things I'm trying to accomplish and do. My time is very valuable. So if I'm taking the time out of my busy schedule to make time for you, you better be worth it. And you better be reciprocating the same for me. Because that's where it becomes an issue, because it's uneven. It's an uneven playing field.
Exactly.
And dating in 2017, this question I get constantly, and it is driving me nuts. Who do you live with? Why? Like, why? 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 You trying to pay my rent? You trying to pay my rent this month? Why are you asking who I live with? Like,
why are you even thinking like that in the first place?
Especially if it's based off of, like, how can I explain it? You know someone's intentions when they ask that question based on the conversation before and surrounding that question. Us females, we read men, they can't tell. They think we think like them. No, we read between the lines of everything, all black and white, and on the dotted line. We read in between it because it's like, what's your real motives? And that's a problem for me. I don't know your
dating
motives. In 2017, it's hard for me to trust your motives and your intentions. Because it's like, what are you just trying to get another body? Are you just trying to add me to your list?
For
like,
real.
What is it? And like you were saying, like, I want a guy to get to know my mind and my soul before he gets to know my body. Because if you can crack the code to my mind and my soul, then you absolutely can get some of this. But ain't no man ever cracked the code.
Right.
Not saying that, you know, it's no one out there unworthy of cracking the code, but it's like, a lot of people are interested in superficial stuff. Everybody has the ability to, you know, get it on out and get through it with someone. And I value sex, because sex is an acronym to me. It's a sacred energy exchange. You are exchanging energy sexually with someone. Now imagine how many times they did that with somebody else, and that person did it with somebody else, and that person did it with somebody else. It's just like a connection, and everybody is carrying a certain amount of bodies. Do you think I want that, like, on me?
No.
Letting you, bringing all of that energy, because when you're dealing with a person, you're dealing with those energies and past situations. Because granted, when you're getting to know a person, you learn about their past.
You
everybody
sure
talks
do.
About their ex and what's going, and not that that's a bad thing, but you learn. So learning that, why would you want to, you know, a kind of, how can I put it into words, like, treating your body as a temple. If you're not, damn, I had it in my head, if you're not gonna, so to speak, if you can't have a deep conversation with someone, why are you, like, letting them go deep in you? Put it
right.
Like that. Like, if he's not talking about nothing or she's not talking about nothing, what are you wasting your time for? Like, and I think that's where a lot of
situations.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, I'm going to waste her time. She wasting my time, so I'm going to go waste the next person's time until she get it together, or I'm going to go talk to him until he get it together.
And that all comes with hurt, because I feel like people are so blinded by the fact that they have been hurt by somebody mm-hmm. that they tend to just, they don't know what to do with that hurt. Like, they'll let it out, but it still weighs on their heart.
Yeah, and that's where
I feel like that's where, when they try to get into the next cycle of a relationship, that's when they start, you know, okay.
No, I'm talking about, like, the bodies, like, where it becomes sex. Like, how a person that doesn't want to be committed because yeah. they're hurt, or they're afraid of commitment, or they're afraid of that, it travels. Like, exactly. It's the same thing with the female. Like, it's just a connection. And that's how everybody be like, LA so small. No, y'all all connected by sex. For real. Because if you think about it, somebody slept with somebody that knows somebody that's close to somebody that, you know, it's just...
Some way, somehow, you always figure out they fucked.
It's just all bad.
For real.
That's especially, just... I feel like the LA circle is kind of, not like a who's who, but I've been noticing, like, it's kind of like a
bring it around?
No, it's like a not like a network, but common faces within our millennial group. Like Twitter famous, not Twitter famous, but if you popping on Instagram, like if you popping on Twitter, like you kind of have the same mutual followers, like, and y'all all in that ring, and within that ring, somebody slept with somebody. I'm trying to explain it as best as I can because I'm a part of that ring, but.
I think everybody is a part of life.
Yeah, but it's just so funny, like, and it becomes it's man. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
For real.
This yeah. Dating in 2017, get it together, men and women alike. Like, know what you want, set your intentions, be straightforward, don't play no games, don't be a silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids, okay?
All right. Moving on. To the future of relationships.
To infinity.
And beyond. I just feel like the future of relationships lie within ourselves. We have to be, you know, we gotta let down the pride, the egos, and just learn how to communicate, compromise, be honest and loyal and faithful. I know being loyal and faithful, and even to communicate and compromise, that's very hard to do. A lot of people are set in their ways, and people don't know how to, you know, do those things. But I truly feel like if you want to be with somebody, I say this all the time, if you look at somebody and you can see yourself spending the rest of your life with that person, try to make it work. Like, don't be selfish within yourself to not try to compromise for your partner if your partner asks of you to do something. Compromise is not that hard.
That's true.
And also, I just kind of feel like if the future relationships with our generation and everything, I feel like we can get to, I'm not saying marriage is for everyone, because I know that there's a decrease in marriages and there's more baby showers and stuff like that. I just kind of feel like everybody's thought process is changing. Not everybody wants a marriage. Like, our age group, for example, we might have seen our parents, somebody may have seen their parents get a divorce, and it was really bad, and they seen that they didn't want that, but they know that they want somebody to be with for the rest of their life. Maybe they just don't want to put a marriage on top of it, because some people get to see what marriage really is, and what, you know what I'm saying? Or some people, they want that, even though they seen their parents go through it, but they know that they could still find that soulmate. I just feel like it's all up to you and what you want. And when you set your intentions of what you want in the future of your relationship with your future partner, you're going to get it. If you just set those intentions on what you want and from jump. Some people get it, some people don't. But I feel like the future relationship honestly just lies within us. Like, we control what we want. So if you want to get married, go get married. If you want to just find that one stable partner and y'all build a foundation in the family, but y'all don't want a marriage title due to whatever y'all believe, fine. I just feel like people are just so stereotypical when it comes to marriages and baby showers. I just feel like that's... I feel like the whole root of that is from love in the first place. What you think?
I feel like the future of relationships starts with love. It starts with you having to love yourself first. Because that's what's going to dictate your other relationships. Exactly. Now, granted, it's the... Okay, starting... Let's... The future of relationships. Let's do the starting point. Starting from... I'd say a 21-year-old. So starting from now, we as people, we have to learn ourselves and learn that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to feel. It's okay to have feelings. We have to learn that because a lot of people are scared. So you have to strip that fear and that ego of being afraid to love someone or having someone afraid to love you.
Exactly.
Another thing that with the future of relationships, it's we have to start thinking with love, acting with love, the act of love. You have to kind of like love has to surround you. Another thing about the future of relationships is the children. It's what they see. These little girls, these teenage girls coming up, and they see on social media these dudes is dogging, or these dudes, the little young boys coming up, and they see the status quo of a relationship. They're going to accept that as the new normal. Mm-hmm. These side chick terms and side nigga and all that. They're going to accept that as normal. So in order for the future of relationships to make a turnaround and get better, it has to start with us so the generations below us can see, like what Raylene was saying, you might be scared of marriage because of what you saw as a child. Why do you want to continue that cycle? That's another thing of the cycle of relationships. It's about what we see and what we accept as normal in our household. We have to change the households. You have to change the social structure of a relationship. No more just, like she said, the baby showers. Like, okay, yes, it's good to be a mother. Like, but these keep a nigga babies, you're not gonna... Don't get pregnant thinking you're gonna keep this man. If the relationship is already going down before you had this baby, 9 times out of 10, it's gonna blow up in flames. It's gonna blow up in flames. So in order to do that, in order to get things on the right path, you have to add in all the components that we talked about throughout the show in order to make the situation better.
Absolutely.
The future is it's here because everything is in this moment in time. Everything is changing so rapidly. Like you go to sleep, wake up tomorrow, it's something, you know, social status or social structure that's going on that's shifting. And in order to make this shift good, more people need to start believing, because I'm a big believer of manifesting what you want. So if we put in all this negative stuff into the universe about how quote unquote bitches ain't shit and dudes ain't shit, like that's gonna it's just gonna start manifesting. When you think of negative things like dudes always cheating, when you're constantly saying that, or females is sneaky, like it becomes that label, and you think same with like zodiac signs. People label the zodiac signs. Libras are liars, or Capricorns are sneaky. Like, we have to just break away all of that and really hone in on what it is that is the problem in everybody's relationship. That's for everybody worldwide. You have to really be able to break all that social structure, all that social contract stuff that you've been taught and you've learned growing up, and it's kind of like imprinted in your mind. You have to, like I say, in order to be comfortable, you have to get uncomfortable.
Right.
It's about really digging deep and processing and taking in and understanding that you can... I don't know. You could just be a better person. Shit. Right. Like, that it just goes all hand in hand with what I always talk about. Like, you just have to really just, like, internally, your internal has to match your external. Like, if and what I was talking about, as above, so below, if you think good, you're going to attract that good to your life. Exactly. Like, if you want a good woman and put that into the universe to ask God for that good woman, but you also have to put those actions within yourself to attract that good woman.
Right.
Too. You have to work on being a better man. Same vice versa with a woman. If you want that good man, you have to be an even better woman in order to attract that man. What is it? And if you're not attracting that man, something in your life is off that you got to fix. Same thing with that woman. If you're not attracted that woman in your life, something is off. And that's where we miss the signs. Mm-hmm. And that's where it just becomes a whole lot of baloney.
Right. So that goes ahead to wrap up this week's episode of The Perspective of Dating 2017. You can go ahead and follow me at Raylene Inez with 1Z on Twitter, 2Zs on Instagram, Red Rose with 3As on the Snapchat, Destiny Denise, tell them where they can find you at.
You can find me on Instagram at Destiny Denise with 3 E's on the end. You can find me on Snapchat at Destiny Denise with 2 E's on the end. Back on Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Destiny Denise with 3 E's on the end. My friend.
And that's all we have for this week's episode. Please continue to tune in, support, watch our videos on YouTube, listen to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, all that. What? We thank y'all for the support. Continue to support. We out, ya. We see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.